You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to start today by taking our good news where we can get it. This being Thursday, regular listeners among you will know we got news of first-time claims for unemployment benefits this very morning. 657,000 people filed the paperwork last week. Still a whole lot, yes, but well down from last week and the lowest in a year. So that is to be celebrated. More people are getting their shots and more businesses are opening up. But to make a slightly awkward turn to the negative here, that does not mean everything is suddenly all sunshine and light for business owners, you know. As Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, for restaurants in particular, hiring is the new hurdle.
Looking for a restaurant job in Chicago? Mario Ponce's been hiring.
So we went from two cooks and a manager to three cooks, a dishwasher, managers, supervisor, bartenders, at least four servers, like overnight.
Ponce owns Taquito, a trio of Latin American restaurants. He called his old staff members to come back, but many of them had left the industry or left Chicago. For the first time ever, he's using a hiring consultant, like hospitality recruiter Patrice Rice.
So we signed a client yesterday. They need 100 managers. I mean, that's how bad it is right now.
Rice works with national brands like Applebee's and Olive Garden, and she says her phone rings every time a state eases restrictions. Even though everyone knew this moment was coming, they couldn't really prepare for it.
Some of these companies have kind of kept their managers warm, but as the dates got pushed back, people could not continue to wait.
Turnover is normal in hospitality, but business owners say this is a different beast. Chad Wagman owns Chesapeake Grill and Deli in Maryland. He says the applicant pool has changed.
I've gotten sophomores and juniors in high school almost exclusively.
He's used to hiring inexperienced workers, but not all at once.
It certainly slows down the kitchen a little bit.
Thankfully, he says customers have been pretty patient. They're probably just happy to eat his crab cakes in person again. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
We've been talking to micro businesses this month, companies that are smaller than small, just a handful of employees, to see how the pandemic has been treating them. Today, we've got Eric Vaughn of Detroit, Michigan, who turned his teenage hobby into a frame shop called Eric's I've Been Framed that he has been running now for more than 20 years. Mr. Vaughn, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Let me ask you, first of all, how's business a year something into this pandemic?
Well, you know, it started off pretty slow. We got shut down and things came to a halt. Since we've been back open, it's been pretty busy getting a lot of people coming in. And we've had to kind of change our way we do business simply because we have people on top of each other. I decided to do appointments.
I wonder if people have been spending the year digging through boxes and mementos and they just decided they wanted stuff to get framed and hang on the walls.
Absolutely. You know, when they do the Zoom calls, they want their backgrounds to look nice. So
<That's>
they frame up their credentials, kids' pictures. And also we've been framing up quite a bit of memorial pictures of loved ones and that have passed and that kind of thing.
Yeah, of course. Of course, makes a lot of sense. Not to make a very awkward turn from a very serious moment, but when this many people come in to get this many things framed, I imagine you only have a certain amount of inventory, right? So how's your supply chain running?
Well, that's another problem. I mean, the whole food chain is kind of, kind of backed up. You know, the distributors, at one point they were out of a lot of black molding for us to make the picture frames. Mm-hmm. My deliveries have changed. You know, in the past, we were able to turn things around in a week to 10 days. Now it's taken us about 3 weeks, to 4 weeks to get things done because we don't know when pieces are back ordered or what have you.
Yeah. This stores your life's work, basically, right?
Absolutely. You know, I'm a second generation business owner. My father was in business. He had a bookstore, a black bookstore, and all of my siblings, a brother and two sisters, they have businesses. Hmm. We were able to share information in terms of, you know, the PPP and the the grant information.
Yeah.
We were able to secure a few of them, and you know, it was a challenge, but we've been able to make it through and survive.
I guess the reason I asked the question, Mr. Vaughn, is to find out what's going to happen when you're not doing this anymore. Are your kids going to take this job? Are they going to be entrepreneurs too, do you think?
Well, my son is actually scheduled to get a degree in chemical engineering, and he came to me and said, "Dad, I don't want to do this anymore. I think I want to go into business."
Wow.
I'm like, "Oh Lord, another business owner." So he didn't take a liking to the picture frame business, but main thing that I did that I wanted to make sure that my father did was purchase property.
Mm-hmm.
I own my own building.
Oh yeah, that's
key. And that's something, it was easy for me to start this business because I didn't have to go and try to locate a building. You know, he sold me the building, he should have given it to me, but I understand why he did that.
Yeah.
That's what I plan to have for my children.
Yeah.
Have something for them to walk into.
Eric Vaughn, the owner, proprietor of Eric's I've Been Framed Shopping Gallery. We got him in Detroit, Michigan. Mr. Vaughn, thanks for your time, sir. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.